It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapral Valley High School tonight for a Camden Conference girls basketball matchup between the Lacapral Valley Eagles and the Ortonville Trojans. And the Lacapral Valley Pep Band is here entertaining the crowd, a large crowd for a Friday night. Really good crowd to watch the girls basketball game tonight. JV game was just completed. Was it an exciting one? It was an exciting one. Lacapral Valley held on to a one-point lead, and they won 27-26 over Ortonville. Ortonville had a shot at the end there, or a free throw. They had a free throw to tie it up and send it in overtime with 2 seconds left, and they missed the free throw. Eagles got the rebound and the victory in JV. There was no C-Squad game. Well, both teams struggling this year in the win column. Lacapral Valley, 3 wins and 15 losses. Ortonville has yet to win a game. They're 0-19. Lacapral Valley's 3 wins, they actually had back-to-back wins. They were up in Ortonville before Christmas and beat the Trojans 81-12. And then the Eagles won, beat Wabasso in Wabasso 54-51. And their last win came last Saturday in South Dakota, beating Esteline Hendricks, South Dakota, 37-35. Those are the 3 wins there for Lacapral Valley on the season. The season after tonight's game, the Eagles only have 6 regular season games left, and then we start playoffs. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Ortonville Trojans, number 2, Alyssa Arndt. Number 3, Sarah Nye. Number 4, Destiny Warner, a sophomore. Number 10, Riley Conroy, a senior. Number 20, Abby Ebnett, a sophomore. They're coached by Justin Whitnable, assistant coach Emily Rademacher. As I mentioned, the Trojans are 0-19 on the season. And your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Lacapral Valley using the same Aiden Bond, number 1. She's a sophomore. Brinley Brewston, a ninth grader. Ashton Shelstead, an eighth grader. Brewston's a ninth grader, excuse me, and Shelstead's an eighth grader. Brooklyn Olson, a junior, and Callie Kahn, a senior. The Eagles only have 2 seniors on the squad, Kahn and Borstedt. So a very young starting 5 there for head coach Dylan Erickson. Dylan's assisted by John Sherb, Sadie Stelter, and Lindsey Kranz. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orada, your local State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. I was just looking at the averages. The Eagles average 38 points a game. Ortonville averages 20 points a game. Defensively, the Eagles get up just about 60 points a game. Ortonville, 71 points a game. And so we'll see. Somebody needs a win tonight. It'll be either the Eagles or the Trojans here at the Eagles Nest. Let's take a look at other games in girls basketball tonight. Canby Lancers, they're at Yellow Medicine East. Dawson Boyd's at home. Blackjack girls picked up a quality win last night in Wabasso, a game you heard right here on Q92. Dawson Boyd's hosting a very good KMS team tonight. The Fighting Saints are 17-4. Lakeview is at Renville County West, and Mineota, they're at Tracy Melroy Ballaton tonight. And we already have a final from Montevideo High School. It's actually a girl-boy doubleheader in Montevideo tonight. Bold beat Montevideo 83-20. That's your games in the girls basketball in the Q92 listener. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a break as they play the national anthem, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off between Ortonville and Lacapaul Valley right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Lacapaul Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Camden Conference girls basketball tonight. The Trojans and the Eagles. Molly Hennin on the PA tonight out here at Lacapaul Valley. Kelsey Lund running the shot clock. Molly runs the scoreboard as well. Molly does a good job on the PA. They're introducing the Little Eagles. Kind of a thrill for those little elementary girls to be introduced to this large crowd out here tonight. And it gets them fired up to be on varsity someday. Once again, your starters for Ortonville, Arndt, Nye, Warner, Conroy, Ebnett. For the Eagles, Bond, Brewston, Shellstead, Olson, and Kahn. See who's going to pick up the win tonight. Maya Sawatsky, injured. The ninth grader, of course, a big blow to the Eagle basketball team tonight, or this year. Maya just had knee surgery last week. She's out there on crutches supporting her team. And probably one of the best softball pitchers in the area. And she'll have to miss her freshman softball season this spring. I just drove by there today. They built the concession stand, the softball concession stand, and the new press box that I get the broadcast from really looks nice. And looks good. It's big. Let's put it that way. All right. Time for some basketball here on Q92. Jumping center is Conroy and Con, and the possession belongs with Ortonville. Trojans 0-19. Con steals the ball and Tally up the floor to Bond. Aiden Bond puts it up, missed it off the glass. Fighting for the rebound, the ball's loose, and Ortonville comes away with it with Riley Conroy. Just underway here. Warner puts a short baseline shot up, and Con with the rebound, and now a quick whistle there by the referee. Ryan Stotesbury, one of the referees. Aaron Bramer, the other. They had an interesting JV game. Boy, the last couple minutes was pretty thrilling on the JV side. Lacrosse Valley won 27-26. Eagles go down the floor, no score here as we just about played a minute of the game. Bond over to Ashton Shelstead. That's an eighth and ninth grader. And they go down low to Conn, and Conn scores their first basket tonight. Callie Conn, a senior, one of the leaders on this Eagles team, usually leads the Eagles in scoring. And there's a turnover by Ortonville, picked up there by number 15, Brooklyn Olson. Now Callie with the basketball to Shelstead. Brooklyn Olson at the top of the key, looks inside, nothing there. Here's a long three-pointer by Brewston off the glass and goes all the way out to midcourt. Brewston chases it down. And Shelstead with the ball in the con. Callie missed the shot, rolled off the rim, rebounded by Ortonville's Abby Ebnett, the sophomore. Eagles lead 2-0. Ortonville with the basketball. Art throws it. Oh, it almost hits Coach Dylan Erickson. It does in the out of bounds. Ortonville throws the ball away, and the Eagles will get the ball. Callie Conn inbounds it to Brewston. Brewston, the ninth grader, trying to get it across midcourt. Now to Aiden Bond, a sophomore. Bond loses the ball. Quick hands there by Alyssa Arndt. Nice job by Arndt defensively for Ortonville. Now the Eagles will inbound the ball. Bond gets it in to Brooklyn Olson, deep in the corner, being guarded tightly by Nye. And Nye, and Brooklyn stepped out of bounds in the corner. They're good defense by Nye of the Trojans to force Brooklyn Olson to step out of bounds. 2-0. Might be a low-scoring game here tonight. Ortonville brings it across midcourt. Sarah Nye with the ball. Now to number 2, Alyssa Arndt, the junior. They go down in the corner to Warner. Here's a three-point shot put up. No good. That was by Conroy. It just glanced off the rim, and the Eagles pick up the loose ball. Aiden Bond to Conn. Callie going to the paint, and we got a push. A foul on Ortonville. It's going to be tough to guard Callie Conn tonight. She usually leads the Eagles in scoring. Eagles 3-15. On the season, they inbound it to Conn at the free throw line. Now to Bond. And Addy goes to the basket, puts it up and in. Aiden Bond, excuse me. And now we're going to have over and back on Ortonville. They cross the half court line, they threw it back across the half court line, and that's a violation. And Lacrosse Valley leads 4-0. Well, it's hard to believe. We only have a couple weeks left in regular season, and then we start section basketball already. Talk about that in Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. They go down low to Callie. Callie scores again. She's got 4. 6-0. Ortonville just got it across the half court line. Ebnett puts up a shot off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Brewston. Brewston, all alone is Brooklyn Olson. Easy basket for Lacrosse Valley. And head coach Justin Whitnable's calling a timeout. Coach Whitnable not happy. The Trojans did not get back fast enough. And it's 8-0 Eagles. We'll take a commercial break with a timeout on the floor. We'll be back with more Eagle and Trojan girls basketball right after this.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Welcome back to Lockefeller Valley High School. Timeout's over by Coach Justin Whitnable. Eagles lead 8-0. 14:52 to go before halftime. A lot of basketball to be played. Just underway. Oh, a little pressure. Full court or half court press by the Eagles. And Brooklyn Olsen swatted the ball out of bounds. It'll be Ortonville basketball. Right, they're going to inbound the ball right in front of Coach John Sherb and Coach Sadie Stelter. Number 13 enters the game. That's Justice Whitnable. Oh, almost over and back. Coach Erickson said that was over and back, and the referee said no. Now the ball hits the backboard, and Eagles pick it up. And Aston Shelstead, top of the key, over to Bond. Oh, nice pass to Callie Kahn. Another easy basket. Might be a big night for Callie Kahn tonight. And the Trojans throw the ball away. Arndt threw it right to Ebnett and went right through her hands out of bounds into the Lockefeller student section. And I tell you what, hats off to the Lockefeller Valley students. They're here in big numbers tonight supporting their Lady Eagles. 10-0 the score. Bond, Eagles lead. Brooklyn Olsen at the free throw line. We've got a reach-in foul by on Ortonville's number 13, Justice Whitnable, a sophomore. Coach Erickson, I don't think Dylan sits down at all while he's coaching. Kahn has six of the 10 points that the Eagles have here so far in the first half. They inbound it to Aiden Bond down low. Whitnable got a hand on it, almost knocked it away, and then it was last touched by Callie Kahn, and Ortonville will bring the ball up the floor. Trojans have yet to score here in the game. Now they go down low, and it's stolen by Brooklyn Olsen. Brooklyn up to Brewston. Brewston banks it in for two. Actually, a layup there for Brewston, and the ninth grader scores her first basket of the game. Now the ball is kicked. No whistle. Then it goes out of bounds. It's going to remain with the Trojans. 12-0. Lockefeller Valley leading. Amelia Zinski comes in, a sophomore for the Trojans. And in for Lockefeller Valley, Casey Tweet. Casey's a junior. Brooklyn Olsen will get a breather here. 12-0, Lockefeller Valley. Ortonville inbounds it underneath their basket. Whitnable with the ball. Over to Nye. Nye's going to go to the basket. Puts up a shot and missed it. Rebounded there by number one, Zinski. Her shot is hard off the glass. And look at the hustle there of Bond. And the Eagles get the ball. Shelstead. Bond goes to the basket. Aiden, drops it off. Low to Kahn. What a pass between Aiden Bond to Kahn. My goodness, that was a great assist there by the 10th grader, Aiden Bond. 14-0, Lockefeller Valley. Ortonville goes down low to Zinski, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by an Eagle. Boy, they can Eagles can keep finding Kahn down low there. Look out. Ortonville inbounds the ball to Warner. Now over to number two, Arndt. Arndt puts up a long shot, way short, rebounded by Ashton Shelstead. Shelstead across midcourt, running the offense. That's an eighth grader. Puts up a three off the rim, no good. Good-looking shot there by Shelstead. Just couldn't get it to Paul. Now Ashton collides with Ortonville's Nye at midcourt, and they're going to call a foul on Shelstead. Eva Traeger enters the game for the first time tonight, and Brewston will get a seat. 14-0. Eagles lead with 12:30 to play in the first half. Ortonville inbounds the ball on the side court. They get it into Zinski. Listen to Lock Fall fans. Whitnable from way out. No good. Rebounded by Kahn. That's her fourth rebound here in the first half. Here's Bond, who almost carried the ball there. Into Kahn. Kahn going against Whitnable. Shelstead. Traeger. Tweet. And a shot put up by number four. No good. Kahn with the rebound. Partially blocked by Whitnable. And Ortonville comes away with it, and then they almost throw the ball away. But they keep possession. Here come the Trojans up the floor. Warner, Destiny Warner, to Whitnable, down to Zinski. And, oh, look at Shelstead swat the ball away. Oh, she's going to be whistled for a foul, and Ashton can't believe it. She thought she picked the ball clean, and that's the second personal foul on Shelstead. And Ashton's coming out of the game. She's a little upset. She thought she picked that clean. The referee blew her for a whistle. Now Ortonville inbounds the ball, knocked away by Callie Kahn. Score remains 14-0. Under 12 minutes to go here in the first half. Paul Ramo out here at La Caparo Valley High School tonight. Camden Conference girls basketball. Arndt with the basketball. Crossover dribble. Arndt goes to the basket. And knocked out of bounds either by Traeger or Tweet. And Ortonville keeps possession. Talk about students. They're making a lot of noise tonight over there. Ortonville looking to inbound it underneath their basket, and they finally get it in. Now the top of the key to Warner. Whitnable down to Warner, knocked away by Kahn, and Tweet picks up the ball. La Caparo Valley across midcourt. Aiden Bond with Shelstead on the bench will be running the offense here. Now to Kahn, to Traeger. In the corner to Bond. Casey Tweet at the free throw line. Back out. And there's a nice pass from 2-1. And Brewston passed it to Bond, and Bond's fouled. And Aiden will go to the free throw line to shoot two. With the Eagles with 14 points, Ortonville has yet to score in the game, 14-0. And number one, Aiden Bond, free throw is good. She's got 3 points. Aiden Bond's 5'6", sophomore, gets the ball from the referee. Second free throw on its way, good. She sank both of them. And it's 16-0, La Caparo Valley. Now Ortonville brings the ball. Oh, they throw the ball out of bounds. And it's going to be Eagle ball. For a minute there, I thought an Eagle touched it before it went out of bounds. It did not. So now La Caparo Valley can build on this 16-0 lead with 10:50 to go in the first half. Brewston at the top of the key to Tweet. Casey looks inside, nothing there. Now the Bond. Kahn way out beyond the three-point arc. Here's Traeger. Goes down. Passes it to Kahn, and Callie scores. 10 points for Callie Kahn. 18-0. Eagles lead by 18. Here's a long three-pointer by Nye. Hard off the glass. No good. And another rebound by Callie. Callie, quick pass down low. Oh, it goes out of bounds off the hands of Eva Traeger. Traeger's 5'7". She needed to be about 6'7 to catch that pass. Brooklyn Olsen back in. Casey Tweet out. full court pressure put on by the Eagles here, leading 18-0. Ortonville trying to get across midcourt, and they do. And now Bond almost stole the ball. She ran right into Ortonville's Alyssa Arndt at midcourt. And a foul there on Aiden Bond. Ortonville inbounds the ball in front of the Loughborough Valley student section. A little heckling going on there. Fun heckling. Ortonville gets it in to Zinski. She's trapped in the corner. Khan's all over her, and she throws the ball away. Here's Aiden Bond, one-on-one, and puts the layup up. No good. Rebounded there by number 20, Abby Abnett. Ortonville going the other way. They go down low to number one. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Loughborough Valley's Brewston. 18-0. Loughborough Valley leading. Here's Bond. Oh, she's got a wide open lane. Lays it up and in. Nobody guarding Bond. And she took it. It was an easy layup. 20-0. And Trojans throw it away. Eagles come up with it. Khan in the paint to Bond. Bond goes to the basket. Lays it up off the glass. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. We got a whistle. Stoppage of play. Ooh, the ref said they kicked it. So Eagles will get the ball. Shelstead back in. Ashton playing with two fouls. Brewston comes out. Bond will inbound the ball for Loughborough Valley in the Khan. Back to Bond. Kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Bond and Khan. Here's Shelstead. Down low to Cali. Cali puts the shot up. Partially blocked. No good. Now going fighting for the rebound. And it's going to be Ortonville ball. Well, Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up in 8 minutes and 50 seconds. Casey Tweet back in the ball game for Loughborough Valley. And Shelstead's coming out. That was a quick entry there for Ashton. She comes right back out of the game. A little pressure put on by Loughborough Valley there, but the Trojans break that one nicely. And here's Warner, a shot put up, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. 8:30 to play, 20 to nothing, Loughborough Valley. Bond goes in the paint, and oh, nice defense by the Trojans there, but it goes right in the hands of Eva Traeger. Traeger's shot's way off the mark. Rebounded by the Trojans. Here's Warner on the baseline, picks the ball up, loses the ball, tries to save it, can't. Turnover, Trojans. It'll be Loughborough Valley basketball. Coach Dylan Erickson calling timeout with 8:10 to play in the first half. It's the Eagles 20, the Trojans nothing. We'll take a break and be right back with more basketball right after this.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Paul Ramo back here at Loughborough Valley High School. Eagles, Dylan Erickson calling a timeout. Eagles lead 20-0. 8:10 to play in the first half. Eagles have possession off the timeout. And here's Aiden Bond, a sophomore, across midcourt. The Brooklyn Olsen on there gets a screen from Callie Khan. Here's Tweet. Casey at the top of the key to Bond. Bond's doing a lot of ball handling here with Shelstead on the bench. Tweet, try to get it inside to Khan. She was guarded nicely. Casey keeps the ball. Now bounces it in to Brooklyn Olsen and scores. Brooklyn Olsen, 4 points. What a nice pass by Casey Tweet. Beautiful pass, assist there by Tweet to Brooklyn Olsen, and it's 22-0. Here's a shot put up from the baseline by Kirkaby. That's no good. Here's a three-pointer by Warner. That's no good. Kirkaby crashes into Olsen. They both fall down. Callie Kahn picks up the loose ball. Here comes La Caparo Valley, leading 22-0. Olsen at the free throw line. Tried to throw it underneath to Kahn, and Callie wasn't ready for the pass. She thought she was going to shoot the ball, and so Callie turned her back on her, and the ball sailed right over her head. Ortonville goes down and shot up, no good, and we got the Trojans going to the free throw line. Number 5, Sarah Kirkaby, with a chance to get this goose egg off the scoreboard, down 22-0. Kirkaby at the free throw line for Ortonville. And the free throw's up, and it's good. First points of the game for Ortonville. And it's 22-1. Second free throw by Kirkaby on its way. And nothing but net. How about that? Nice free throw shooting there by Kirkaby, and the Trojans get some points, 22-2. I'll see if the Eagles can answer back. Brooklyn Olsen gets a nice screen from Tweet. Casey goes down low, gets the ball, passes it back out. Eagles have reset their offense. Now Brooklyn goes to the basket. She's fouled. Number 15, junior Brooklyn Olsen. She's got 4 points here in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul was on Kirkaby. Free throws up by Brooklyn off the back iron, no good. You know, I'm surprised by the crowd. Both teams not a lot of wins, but there's a lot of people here tonight on this Friday night. Second free throw up and in by Brooklyn. 5 points for number 15, Brooklyn Olsen. 23-2. Trojans cross midcourt. Arntz. Here's a long three-pointer. No good. That was by Zinski. She launched a long one, almost went in. Here comes La Caparo Valley. 6:15 to play in the first half. Bond. Aiden goes to the basket. Throws it up. It's short. Rebounded by the Trojans. Number 1, Amelia Zinski. And here comes Ortonville up to four. Get the number 4 with it. Now here's a three-pointer by Ebnett, and that's no good. Rebounded there by Eva Traeger. Eva Traeger with the rebound back on the floor for La Caparo Valley. Eagles with possession. Here's Traeger. Bounces in to Callie. Kahn splits the defenders. Missed the shot. Missed the layup. Rebounded there by Zinski. And Ortonville will come down the floor. Down 23-2. Have yet to make a field goal. Both 2 points came from the free throw line. Now the ball's knocked away and goes right in the hands of Casey Tweet. Casey's playing a good defensive first half here, and she had a great assist. That might be the wall. Ottawa's play of the game so far. Casey Tweet's assist. Eagles passing the ball around. Traeger goes down low. Bad pass there. And Trojans pick it up. Ortonville with the possession. Here's Ebnett. Top of the key from the free throw line. Shot up. No good. That was by Arndt. And we got a whistle and a foul on La Caparo Valley going for the rebound. Alyssa Arndt launched one. And Ebnett will go to the free throw line. Free throw up and no good. Brewston's coming back into the game for La Caparo Valley, and Olsen comes out. 4 minutes. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first half. Second free throw, no good. Score remains 23-2. Here comes Callie Kahn. Kahn goes down all the way to the baseline. And this is Brewston wildly going to the basket, and she's fouled. And Brewston will go to the free throw line. Brewston with a bucket here in the first half. Got six players have scored for La Caprara Valley here in the first half. Brewston, free throw. Good. Just a ninth grader, 5'5", 5'5", ninth grader. Second free throw by Brewston. On its way, and that's no good. Rebounded by number two, Arndt. 24-2, La Caprara Valley. Arndt with the ball at the top of the key. Now over to number four, Warner. Destiny Warner in the corner. Here's Kirkaby from the baseline three. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Brewston hands the ball off to Callie Kahn. Callie's going to bring the ball up the floor herself. Now on top of the key to Brewston. Brewston drives to the basket, drops it off to Callie. Block! Oh, nice block by Zinski. But the Eagles keep possession, and now Bond lost control of the dribble, and it went out of bounds. I just noticed the La Caprara Valley student section. It must be Jersey Day. A lot of jerseys being worn there. I didn't get the memo, otherwise... Oh, now the ball stolen by Brewston. Brewston with the ball in the paint, goes to the basket. She's fouled. 3:50 to go, and we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Hortonville fans not too happy about the call. Brewston at the line again. One for one, and she makes that one. A bucket and two free throws. Total of 4 points there for Brewston. She'll try for five. Second free throw coming. And that's on the way, and that's nothing but net. Boy, we've seen some good free throw shooting by both sides. Kirkaby. Eagles steal the ball, and going up and in is Bond with the basket. She's got eight, and it's 28-2. La Caprara leading. Here's a baseline shot. That's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Hortonville basketball underneath their own basket. Camden Conference basketball tonight here on this Friday night. Brooklyn Olsen comes back into the game for Eva Traeger. Hortonville gets the ball from the referee, looking to inbound it underneath their own basket. Having some trouble. Now they get it into Zinski. All the way across to number four, Warner. This is Conroy back into the game. She throws it across the court. Dangerous pass, but the Trojans keep the ball. Kirkaby with the ball. Back over to... Here's a one. A girl in the corner. Shot put up. No good. That was by Warner. And the Eagles get the ball. Under 3 minutes to play, and nice defense there by Abby Ebden of Hortonville, knocking the ball out of Kahn's hands. Callie has not came out of the game here yet, playing a full first half. 2:53 and counting here. 28-2 Eagles over the Trojans. Girls basketball. Bond, Hayden. Man, a seem like I call her name all the time. She's always got the basketball in her hands. And the Eagles throw the ball away. It'll be Trojans ball. A turnover there by the Eagles. Eva Traeger coming back in for La Caprara Valley. Hortonville, a little half-court trap here. Half-court pressure put on by the Eagles. You know, Hortonville's been doing a good job of breaking that pressure. And they do there again with Arndt. Now they go in the corner to Kirkaby. A little shot up, no good. And the ball belongs to La Caprara Valley. Here's Aiden Bond quickly up the floor. Back to Casey Tweet. Now Brewston in the... Oh, nice step over move by Callie. Oh, she couldn't finish it and rolled off the rim. No good. 28-2. Here's a long three-pointer by Hortonville's number 20. Ebnett won't go. No good. Rebounded by Kahn. Ortonville still looking for their first field goal of the game. Oh, look at that. Brewston go to the basket. No good. Rebounded by Traeger. Her shot up won't go. Eagles had a couple good looks at the basket there. Couldn't get it to fall. Ortonville with the ball. Down baseline, and Eva Traeger's going to pick up a foul. She swatted at that like it was a mosquito. And Traeger, Eva, picks up her first personal foul. And to the free throw line will be Ortonville. And can't see her number. Her ponytail is covering the number. And the free throw is good. That's number four. That's Warner. 3 points for Ortonville here in the first half. Second free throw by Warner. It's on its way, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Casey Tweet hustling and getting the rebound. Nice hustle there by Tweet. 28-3 is your score. 1:24 to play in the first half. Paul Ramo out here at La Caprile Valley High School, Camden Conference girls basketball. Look at Aiden Bond go to the basket, split the defender, shot over the glass, no good. Kahn with the rebound and put back. 12 points for Tally. Eagles have hit the 30 mark. 30-3 is your score. Here's a shot from the baseline. Oh, that almost went in. 56 seconds to play in the first half, that is. Bond kicks it out. To Traeger. We got a whistle by referee Stotesbury. And it's going to be on La Caprile Valley. Ortonville fans all over the refs. At the free throw line is number one, sophomore Aiden Bond. Her free throw is off the front of the rim. Kahn with the rebound. Shot partially blocked by, and now a rebound there by Bond. She's fouled, and Bond will go back to the free throw line. And Aiden Bond with 8 points here tonight. She'll shoot her free throw, and it's on its way, and it's no good. Back in is Zinski for Ortonville. Coming out is Whitnable. Second free throw by Aiden. Nothing but net. That gives her nine. 40 seconds to play, and then we'll have our halftime show. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Oh, Arndt goes to the basket, lays it up with her left hand. No, off the glass, rebounded by the Eagles. Coach Erickson, the shot clock is off, and Coach Erickson said, let's go for one last shot here. And Bond kicks it over to Traeger. Traeger goes in the paint, loses the ball. Ortonville, let's see if they can get a field goal here in the first half. They got 12 seconds to do it. Here's a shot up, and that's no good. 9 seconds, the ball goes out of bounds, and the Eagles have it. Here's Kahn, 4 seconds, and she loses the ball. And now here's a half-court shot by Ortonville, and it won't go. And we're at halftime, 31-3. La Caprile Valley leading the Ortonville Trojans. The Trojans held without a field goal in the first half. I don't think I've ever witnessed that before. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica Bothan here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I am full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color, dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo out here at La Caprile Valley tonight. Camden Conference Girls Basketball. We're at halftime. La Caprile Valley 31, Ortonville 3. The Eagles held the Trojans to no field goals in the first half. All 3 points for Ortonville came from the free throw line. Let's go through the scoring. First for the Trojans, from the free throw line, Destiny Warner has a free throw and Sarah Kirkaby has 2. For La Caprile Valley, 6 players have scored in the ball game. Let's see, we've got Brooklyn Olsen with 5 points. Brewston with 5. Aiden Bond with 9. And your leading scorer is Callie Kahn with 12. I guess that's only 5 players scoring for the Eagles. So Bond with 9, Brewston with 5, Olsen with 5, and Kahn with 12. That's your halftime score, 31-3. Let's go look at some other scores in the Camden Conference tonight in girls basketball. Camby leading Yellow Medicine East 44-25 in the second half. 4 minutes left in the game in Dawson. The Fighting Saints leading Dawson Boyd 74-53. Lakeview leading RCW in Renville 43-34 with 12 minutes left in the game. And 5 minutes left to game. We've got a close one in Tracy. The Minnesota Vikings leading the Panthers just by 5 points, 50-45, with 5 minutes left. And a final is a boys-girls doubleheader in Montevideo tonight. The girls, Montevideo girls, have already played. They completed their game. They lost to Bold 83-20. And at halftime in Tyler, Mountain Lake Kyrie Comfrey 26, RTR 23. That in girls basketball. A lot of girls games tonight. Boys games. Central Minnesota Christian leading KMS 53-28 in the second half. State-ranked Benson. The Benson Braves are ranked number 9. In Class AA, they lead McRae 42-29 in the second half. Yellow Medicine East 40, Mineota 19 with 12 minutes left in that game. That's at Mineota. And just a couple minutes left in the ball game in Montevideo. State-ranked Montevideo 71, Bold 50. That's your basketball scores from the area. And that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Shop Monica's on Chestnut Street there in Dawson. Guys, Valentine's Day is coming up. Get a gift certificate from Monica's, and then she'll Monica-nize it for you. Thank Monica for sponsoring the halftime report on all season long here on Q92. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the second half between the Trojans and the Eagles, with Lockefeller Valley leading 31-3. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Choice their number one priority. It's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
Paul Ramo back here at Lockefeller Valley High School. The Eagles lead 31-3. Ortonville gets the possession to start the second half, and they throw the ball away. And now Hayden Bond picked up the loose ball and was heading across midcourt, and she bounced the ball off her leg. And that went out of bounds, so the Eagles turn it right back over to the Trojans. Ortonville was held to without a field goal in the first half. All 3 points came from the free throw line. Oh, there might be their first basket, driving to the basket. She shot it over. Ebnett had a wide open lane to the basket and just couldn't convert. 31-3, Eagles lead the Trojans. And Bond, Eagles going left to right now here. And here's Kahn with the ball. Over to Brewston. Brewston in the Cali. Cali going down low, goes underneath the basket, and underhands it underneath the basket. What a job there by Cali. 14 points for Conn. Hart goes to the basket, blocked. That might have been blocked by Brooklyn Olsen. And La Caprile Valley comes away with it. Now down to Shelstead. Remember, Shelstead, the eighth grader for the Eagles. Throwing the Eagles throw the ball away, picked up by the Trojans, number three, Nye. And Ortonville comes away with it. Shelstead picked up two quick fouls to start the game. Here's a three-pointer by Warner, and that popped up. No good. Rebound. And there's the basket for Ortonville. And she's fouled. Sarah Nye. First basket field goal for Ortonville in the ball game, and it's 33-5, and Nye will go to the free throw line and try to make it a three-point play. Foul was on Conn. Free throw's good. So Sarah Nye picks up three quick fouls, and we've got a timeout already by Ortonville. 33-6, Eagles lead. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
All right, timeout's over, and Abby Abnett just came up with the defensive play of the game for Ortonville. She grabbed the ball and actually called a jump ball. The Eagles will keep the ball underneath their basket. La Caprile leading 33-6. Bond looking to inbound it to Conn, and goes right in the hands of Brooklyn Olsen. Her shot up, no good. Brooklyn gets her own rebound, fights for the rebound. Kicks it out, and it's picked off by Warner. Ortonville steals the ball, and they bring the ball up to Florida Arndt. They go down, and shot up and in for the Trojans. They score. That was number one, Amelia Zinski. Second field goal of the game for Ortonville, 33-8. Eagles with the ball, they go in the paint, and Shelstead Ashton is fouled. Ashton Shelstead, as I mentioned, just 5'3", very aggressive eighth grader. She can handle the basketball, that's for sure. Eagles inbound it to Bond. Bond goes to the basket, blocked by Zinski. Ortonville coming up, and Bond knocks the ball out of her hands, and it'll remain Ortonville's ball underneath her own basket. JV game tonight was exciting. A one-point win for La Caprile Valley, 27-26. Ortonville had a chance at the free throw line to tie it up and send it into overtime with 2 seconds left in the game, and they missed it. Here's a three-pointer by Zinski. That's no good. Rebounded by Brooklyn Olsen. La Caprile Valley with the possession. They throw it to Brooklyn. It almost went over her head, and she keeps the ball. Brooklyn dribbles to the right side to Shelstead. Back to Aiden Bond. Inside the Conn. Strong move. Blocked. And a foul on Amelia Zinski. Some Ortonville students here sitting to my left. They're pretty vocal right now. And Callie Conn, she had 12 points in the first half, a bucket here in the second. Total of 14 points for Conn. She'll try to make it 15 from the free throw line. She missed it. Conn with 14, Bond with 9, Brewston with 5, and Olsen with 5. Cali's second free throw. That one is no good as well. And Ortonville last touch by the Trojans, Sarah Nye. And so the Eagles will get the ball underneath their own basket. Ortonville comes in without a win. They're 0-19. Eagles are 3-13. Drive to the basket by Shelstead, no good. Bond with the rebound, and she can't get it to go, and Callie's going back to the free throw line. Hey, I'll be out at Del Clark Lake tomorrow afternoon once again, broadcasting from the Canby Sportsman's Club, Canby Fire Relief Association Ice Fishing Tournament. You should see the ice houses on Del Clark Lake. It's like a city. And we sure had fun there this afternoon. Free throws missed by Callie. Fun broadcasting. And Khan makes the free throw. She's got 15 now. We'll be broadcasting there from 12:30 to about 2:30 tomorrow afternoon here on Q92. And we'll see who's catching the fish. Here's a three-pointer put up by Sarah Nye. No good. Rebounded by Ebnett. Ebnett stops her dribble. Now over to number four, Warner. Warner dribbling to the basket, top of the key. Here's a three-pointer off the glass. No good. That was put up by Ebnett. Ball's loose at the free throw line, picked up by Brooklyn Olsen. Brooklyn Olsen off and running. Bounces at the Shelstead. Shelstead puts up a three. That's off the rim. Shelstead tries to save it. Boy, this girl hustles. Ashton Shelstead. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Trojan ball. Here comes Casey Tweet into the game, the junior for Brewston. 14 minutes to play in the ball game. 34-8 is your score. Eagles lead. Here's a quick jump shot by Arndt off the rim. No good. Khan with another rebound. She's got to be in double figures and boards tonight. Callie loves to play basketball, and she's good at it. Here's Shelstead, fouled, shooting the ball underneath the Eagle basket. And Ashton Shelstead's going to the free throw line. She has not scored in the game yet. Ashton has a three personal fouls in the game. And there's her first point from the free throw line, Ashton Shelstead. She's got the pink tennis shoes on, Ashton does. Second free throw is on its way, and that's good. She must practice free throws in the shed or something. Very smooth, 36-8. Eagles lead the Trojans. The Trojans go down low, shot up by Zinski, no good. Rebounded there by Brooklyn. Olsen with the rebound. Here's Bond. Hayden crossover dribble, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Hayden Bond with 11. 38-8 is your score. With 13-12 to play. Long three-pointer off the glass by just Destiny Warner. And the Eagles pick it up with Khan. Kelly's got a double-double. Over to Tweet. Casey. Ooh, take the shot there, Casey. She passes off. Shelstead goes down. She's pushed to the floor. And Shelstead will be going back to the free throw line. The foul is on Destiny Warner. And Shelstead at the line. She was just there. She made both her free throws. And I was bragging about her free throw shooting. So let's see if she continues that. And her free throw's up, and I jinxed her. Hit the rim, fell away. Always happens that way. You break somebody up, and boom. Second, I can tease Ashton. She's a relative. Shelstead is up, and that one is nothing but net. That didn't even hit the rim. That hit all net there for Ashton Shelstead. 39-8. Oh, now the Trojans throw it out of bounds, boy. The pass there went right behind the teammate. Wasn't even looking for it. We'll have our Neonitos post-game show coming up after the game. Name a Neonitos Subway player of the game and a Wow Ottawash play of the game. Bond goes to the basket, and we got a jump ball going for the rebound, tie up. Well, we've got, what do we got next week for broadcast? I know we got wrestling, and I'll be doing wrestling. Dick Newman will be out and out of town, so I'm going to fill in for Dick. So it'll be Danny Lee and myself, Team United, next Friday night, actually. Next Friday night, Team United will be at Canby. That'll be a big dual meet. Canby packs the gym for the wrestling. So I'll be looking forward to broadcasting wrestling here on Q92 next Friday. And we got a couple basketball games next week, too. Hortonville passing the ball around. And here's the top of the key three, and that's off the rim by number 23, Hodenfield, an eighth grader. Here's Shelstead goes down, banks it in. What a play by Ashton. That's her first field goal. She's got 5 points, 41-8. Trojans put up a shot from the free throw line by Warner. That's no good. Rebounded by Whitnable, and the Trojans keep possession. Now they go into number 31, Lovegren, another eighth grader. So you got two eighth graders on the floor right now for Hortonville. And Hortonville going to the free throw line. And it looks like Warner is at the line. Free throw's no good. Substitutes for La Caprile Valley. Brewston back in and Eva Traeger back in for La Caprile Valley. Second free throw is on its way, and that's good. Actually, that was 31, Lovegren. Lovegren with the free throw there, and it's 41-9. 11:20 to play. 11:20 right now. On the clock to go in this basketball game. It's all Eagles. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Brewston. No good. Rebounded by Traeger. And Traeger throws it right in the hands to 8th grader Lovegren. 41-9, La Caprile Valley. Warner with the ball. Down to the top of the key to Hodenfield. In the paint, double team. Throws it back out. 3-point shot by Warner. Good! Oh, and I just say a two-pointer. Looks like a three to me. Two-pointer by Warner. He's got 3 points altogether. And it's 41-11. Paul Ramo out here at La Caprile Valley tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online. Brewston goes to the basket, lays it up underhanded, and is fouled. And number two. Brewston, a ninth grader, at the free throw line. She has 5 points in the ball game, and she'll shoot a free throw here, maybe two, and she makes her first one. Eagles are doing a nice job with the free throws tonight. 42-11. Second free throw by Brewston is nothing but net. 7 points for her. And we're coming up on 10 minutes left in the ball game. A couple eighth graders on the floor for Ortonville right now. Warner with the basketball, and they throw the ball away, and the Eagles will get it. Once again, Maya Sawatsky, probably one of the better players for the Eagles, out for the season. She just had knee surgery last week, and she's sorely missed. Doing most of the ball handling. No, the Eagles throw the ball away. Now they might get it back. The ball's loose, and they pick it up. Eva Traeger picks up the loose ball. Shelstead drives baseline back to Traeger. Hortonville's really getting intense with the defense. No, a lot of collision there. No whistle. Shelstead from the paint. Tweet's going to put up a shot, and that's off the glass. No good. Traeger runs the ball down, and we got bodies all over the floor. 43-11 is the score. Bond's going to come back into the game for Brewston. 43-11. Lacapal Valley leading the Ortonville Trojans, who are 0-19 coming into the game here. Oh, a traveling call on Whitnable. Took a step. You know what? You got to give credit to the Trojans, though. They're playing hard. They're not giving up. Doing the best they can. Young team. 43-11. Eagles. Crossover dribble there. Gets Tweet gets a nice screen to Bond. Bond to, oh, Kelce, and the ball's picked off. Good hustle there by Lily Lovegren, an eighth grader. She's hustling out there. Wow. And Ortonville's going to get the ball. Coach Dylan Erickson said, no, that should be Eagle ball. And Dylan's still talking to the referee. He wants the possession. Referee said, no, it's Ortonville ball. Lovegren brings it across midcourt. And the ball's thrown away. Ortonville would cut their turnovers in half. 9:09 to go in the ball game. 43-11. Eagles with the basketball at midcourt. This is Aiden Bond to Shelstead. Shelstead in the paint, puts up a quick shot. She's fouled. Ashton's going back to the free throw line. Get some other scores here in the area. The 32-point lead. Shelstead at the line. That was the fourth foul. Shelstead's free throw is good. That was the fourth foul on Justice Whitnable. So she's in foul trouble. Ashton's second free throw is nothing but net. She looks like Dawson Boyd. Gunner Liebel out there shooting free throws. What a job Gunner did in that big win over Wabasso last night. I think he's like 9 of 10 from the free throw line at the end of the game. Hey, timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break. Eagles lead 45-11. We'll be right back.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison, Minnesota? Check their flyer each and every week for big savings. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jubilee Foods in Madison is your locally owned grocery store. They bag your groceries and carry them right to your car. Jubilee Foods, Madison.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
And be sure to like Jubilee Foods on Facebook.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Welcome back to Lacapral Valley. Paul Raymore here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles lead 45-11 with 7:35 to go in the ballgame. We'll have our Neon Eagles postgame show coming up. Here's Ortonville's number one, Amelia Zinski, with a long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded underneath by Whitnable, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be with the Trojans. Brooklyn Olsen comes in for Shelstead. 43-11. Halftime score was 31-3. Eagles held the Trojans without a field goal in that first half. All 3 points for Ortonville in the first half came from the free throw line. Lovegren with the ball, number 31 on the right wing. Over to number 2, Arndt. Arndt puts up a hard shot off the glass, rebounded by the Eagles. Aiden Bond. He's got 11 points. Here's Brooklyn Olsen for 3. There's your first 3-pointer of the game. Brooklyn Olsen for 3. Here's a 3-pointer by Ortonville. Answers right back with Zinski. Ortonville's first 3-pointer of the game as well. All of a sudden, the 3-pointers are flying here. 48-14. Tweet. Let's see. Casey hit a 3. And she tries to lob it down to Callie Kahn. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Ortonville ball. Destiny Warner comes in for Whitnable. Lovegren, the 8th grader, bringing the ball down the floor for the Trojans. Down 48-14. Arndt. Lovegren on the left wing. Brooklyn Olsen guarding her. Over to Hoddenfield, I believe you pronounce it. Shot layup up there by Warner. No good. Rebounded by Sweet. Bond at midcourt. 5:50 to go in the ball game. 48-14 Eagles. Bond kicks it to Tweet. Come on. And a shot up. No, not a shot. A pass to Kahn. Kahn chases it down. Now Callie's going to the basket. She's got a layup. Good job by Kahn. 17 for Callie. She leads the Eagles in scoring. 50-14. The Eagles average 38 points a game. They're at 50. Here's a 3-pointer. No good. Rebound by Zinski. That's no good. Here comes Kahn again. She's looking to score. Goes to the basket. Lays it up and in again. 19 for Cali. 52-14. 4:59 to play. We got a whistle and a foul on the Eagles. Congratulations to the Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team. They are Camden Conference champions. Last night in Granite Falls, champions in kick and jazz. I don't know how many years that is. Tweet with the rebound for the Eagles. Hey, speaking of dance, next Saturday, not tomorrow, next Saturday is Section Dance in Montevideo. That gym's usually packed. I'll be there broadcasting. Here's a shot put up. Good. I think that's Eva Traeger. Who are they going to give the... Yeah, is that Traeger? Might have been Traeger. And we got a timeout on the floor. 54-14. That's a timeout by Coach Erickson. We'll take a commercial break with 4:12 to play. We'll be back after this.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
54-14, Lacapaw Valley leading the Ortonville Trojans in this Camden Conference girls basketball game. And we just had a foul on Lacapaw Valley's Reese Kuzman. He's into the game for the president. And here's a free throw. And it's good. And once again, I can't see your number. And the free throw is up by the Trojans. She missed it. That was by number 4, Warner. So she's got 4 points. 54-15. The Lockfell students hollering for somebody on the bench. They want somebody on the bench to come off. 54-15 Eagles. Long three-pointer by number 10, Conroy. Good. No good, but it's picked up and rebounded there by Casey Tweet with her first basket. Casey Tweet scores. Traveling call in Ortonville. Warner's going to hit a three-pointer. Got more subs coming in here. Number 0, Lucy Bakeberg, a sophomore in. Tweet comes out. So we got JV in there. Some of the JV girls anyway playing. Bakeberg, or this is Conroy. Or excuse me, Tegan Conroy. Might be playing against her cousin here. Ball goes out of bounds. 2:15 to play, and the fan favorites coming in for Lacapaul Valley, Raya Borstead. They want Raya. I think might be her first year out for basketball, I think. Lacapaul students going nuts. Here's the free throw, and it's good by Conroy. Brooklyn Olsen comes out. Second free throw coming, and that's no good. Reese Kuzman gets the free throw. And it's 57-15. A bunch of new players in there now for Lacapaul Valley. Here's a shot from the top of the key by Hart. No good. Raya Borstead with the rebound. Raya is a 5'5" senior. 57-15. Throwing up the ball there with Shelstead. She falls down. No good. 1:10 to play, then we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Lovegren with the ball, passes it down to number 20. Her shot won't go. Rebounded by number 12, Reese Kuzman. Reese Kuzman. Eagles are going to pick up their 4th win of the season here. Borstead with the ball. Raya Borstead wants to score. She's trying to pass the ball around. Now passes it to number 12. This is Kuzman. Kicks it out in the corner, and a shot from the corner. No good. 34 seconds to play, and Ortonville has the ball. Here's Abby Ebnett. Ebnett's going to go coast to coast. Lobs it up and scores, and she's fouled. Wow, what a play by Ebnett. And the clock is not going to stop because of... And 13, 12, 11. Ebnett's at the line to shoot a free throw, and she makes it. And the clock is going to run out here. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the Eagles win it 57-18 over the Trojans tonight. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company of Starbuck understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. This message comes to you from Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance Company. Mitch Curtis, agent.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111. Or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Hi, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score tonight, Lockefall Valley 57, Ortonville 18. The halftime score is 31-3. Eagles held the Trojans well. Not a field goal there in the first half. I got the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game, Callie Kahn, a senior on the team. I got Callie for 19 points and for sure a double-double. I don't know how many rebounds you got. I don't keep a track of that, but it's more than 10, I can guarantee you that. Congratulations, Callie.
Thank you.
So talk about the game here.
Well, it was a physical game, but it was good to get out there and play together as a team. I feel like we really played together, moved the ball together, and it was really nice to get a win.
That's right. We do a Wow Ottawa play of the game, and I'm going to give it to Casey Tweet there for the pass that she gave to you down low.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that. That was a great assist there. So
that was a beautiful pass.
Yeah. 19 points. Was that the game plan to get it down low to you? What was the game plan?
The game plan was to come out and play hard, you know, leave everything that we have on the floor at all times, and it just worked out that we had a lot of nice drives and a lot of help side split over and really nice passes down to me.
Yeah. Talk about some of your other teammates there. Aiden Bond, I said her name a lot. She handles the ball pretty good, doesn't she?
Aiden does a great job handling the ball for us. You know, she's really come out and handled it really well. A lot of pressure that she gets thrown into and a lot of physicality every game, but she handles it great.
Yeah. One of two seniors. The other senior is Ryan Borsa. The student section is hollering for to get in the game, huh?
Yes.
Is this Raya hasn't been out for basketball before, has
she? No, this is Raya's first year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why they want her in, huh? Well, that's great. So it's good to pick up a win, right?
It sure is, yes.
Keep it going?
Yes, we're going to keep it going.
All right, great. You're the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game, and this is good for you.
Yes, thank you very much.
What color is that? I should know.
I'd say teal.
A teal?
Yeah, that's okay. What I would say.
All right. Well, we'll take a picture here, and I'll let you go celebrate with your teammates, okay?
All right, thank you.
And one, two, three, got a smile. There you go, Callie. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Coach Erickson wants to come up. He can come up, okay?
All right. I will send him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Callie Kahn, the Needles player of the game. And our WOW Ottawa's player of the game, as I mentioned, Casey Tweets passed to Callie early in the first half. Amazing assist. Actually, I think Casey had a couple nice assists tonight, and that's our WOW Ottawa's play of the game. Thanks to Brent Mosing for sponsoring the play of the game. Let's go through the scoring while we wait to talk with Coach Erickson. For Hortonville tonight, Amelia Sinski with 5 points, Sarah Nye with 3, Destiny Warner with 4, Sarah Kirkby with 2 free throws, Ebnett with 3, and we've got for La Capal Valley tonight, we got Aiden Bond with 11, Brewston with 7, Traeger with a bucket, Shelstead with 7, Kuzman with a free throw, Tweet with 2, Brooklyn Olson with 8, and Callie Kahn with her double-double, 19 points, and for sure a couple rebounds there for Callie. Join me here as head coach Dylan Erickson. I don't think I've ever seen a team hold somebody to no field goals in the half there. You played pretty good tonight.
Yeah, our defense is something we've had to rely on because scoring for us on the other end has been hard to come by at times, especially in the second half of the game. So we have to rely on our defense to hopefully keep ourselves in the game as long as we can. So I think we do a pretty decent job for the most part on that end. We preached a lot, but trying to figure out the scoring thing is hard. We had nice runs tonight, ran some nice things, didn't knock everything down, but sometimes it's nice to get your feet underneath it like that and get some confidence, and hopefully that can lead into the rest of the way here.
I was just visiting with Callie. She bragged about her teammates getting her the ball.
Yep.
Casey Tweed had a couple beautiful assists to her early on in the game.
Yeah, that's definitely a focal point. She's our senior leader out there, and, most nights, not every night, but she has a mismatch, or at least we can get her freed up enough to maybe get a mismatch a little bit inside, or she just works so hard, and her footwork's pretty good, and so she can get herself to the rim or get to the free throw line. That's going to help us so it stretches things out for the outside. We haven't hit a lot of outside shots consistently this year. So, again, the paint usually gets tighter and tighter and windows get smaller and smaller to get her the ball or to get her touches inside. So it's nice when we can get her touches, especially early in the game.
Aiden Bono or Shelstead got 2 quick fouls to start the game. You had to sit her right away.
Yeah, and then she went back in there, and then she got a third and had to sit the rest of the half. But just being really aggressive, she's young, eighth grader, and just being competitive, and she is, and got her hands in the wrong spot a couple times. But
Aiden Bond does a nice job.
Her kid, I'm pretty hard on her at times, but she's our point guard. She's our floor general out there. And when Maya went down, too, just that much more pressure got put on her, and I'm super proud of her because tonight she's starting to see reads and see things that the game is slowing down for her, you can tell, and she's just making the right play out of it. But I put a lot of pressure on her, but hopefully as the years go on, as she's only a sophomore for the next couple years running the point guard for us, it's really going to pay off, and you can see it developing now.
Okay, good. Well, a 57-18 win over the Trojans, the fourth win of the season. I told Callie, let's just keep building that.
Keep building on it. You never know what happens to get to the end of the year, and hopefully we're playing a little better basketball, and we're getting Eva Traeger back into the action a little bit now. And
Brooklyn Olson's playing well.
So, again, getting some of these pieces back that, are finding their spot without Maya on the floor, so they have to step up a little bit, and they find themselves in different positions. But you never know what happens the rest of the way out.
Okay. I think you got a bunch of friends down there.
Yeah, I do. I have college roommates and some buddies here. So it's kind of fun.
Looking up here, looking, what's going on?
Yeah.
I better let you go.
No, it's all good. So it's kind of fun to see those guys, too.
Basketball buddies?
Yeah, for
from
sure.
Morris?
Yeah, basketball buddies. And then Taylor Hallman's there, too. He's the men's assistant coach at UMM now still, under Paul Grove. So, he's in the gym every day, too. And we bounce a lot of ideas back and forth off each other. So
I noticed that during the game, you really rely on your assistant coaches. You talk to them a lot. You're constantly talking to your assistant coaches.
Yeah, I love getting feedback, whether I agree or not, or whether we're on the same wavelength, but just to hear their perspective and what they're seeing, whether it's from Sadie or from Sherb. I just want to hear it all, and I might run with it. Sometimes I might not. But
does Sadie tell you what to do then? Or?
Yeah, she comes up. She has a lot of good knowledge of the game, and she knows that sometimes I don't listen to her, so we're on the way home, and she'll say, so why don't we do this, or why don't we do that? I'm like, probably a good point, but...
Oh, that's a good thing, or to have your fiance on the coaching staff or not. But it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's fun to bounce ideas.
She's very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable, and it's fun to have her perspective. And then on the court with the girls too, or in practice and different things she sees. And she's just fresh out of college, pretty much, from playing at a high level. So. No, it's really nice to have that perspective on the bench, too.
She's in the Hall of Fame at SMSU, or what was that?
Lakeview.
Oh, Lakeview.
Yep. She went into the Hall of Fame for Lakeview, and, so it's been a good stuff. I love these guys, and I love the team, and it's been a fun year.
I'll let you go visit with your college teammates.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Talk to you
go
in the
Eagles.
Morning. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, yes, sounds good.
All right, if you get the rebounds, text to me from Cali.
I'll do that.
Right.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Yep. Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Eagles. They win tonight 57-18. Let me run down some quick scores from other games in girls basketball tonight. Camby beat Yellow Medicine East 60-49. KMS 81, Dawson Boyd 56. Lakeview down RCW 75-55. Close one in Tracy, but Mineota beat TMV 63-58. Bold 83, Montevideo 20, and Mountain Lake Area Comfrey 48, RTR 43. That's girls basketball. And boys basketball tonight, Central Minnesota Christian, of course, they're state ranked at number 5. They put up 70 points on KMS tonight, 70-36 over the Fighting Saints. Benson beat McRae 68-46. Yellow Medicine East down Mineota 62-46. And Montevideo, boys 83, Bold 53. That's your boys' scores. Hey, thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92 tonight. Once again, your final score, Eagles 57, Ortonville 18. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Windable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete.